Nikki and DeMello for breakfast. 97.3 Coast FM.
Wake up. Do it. Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Coast FM.
Pet-related injuries to owners are on the rise in Australia. They reckon new data says you're about 90% more likely to be attacked by a dog than by a venomous snake or lizard.
And they reckon, you hang around, you see more dogs.
Well, you do, yeah, for a start. But they also say 3/4 of the dog attacks happen outside the home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a timely reminder that if you can't get your dog to come back when you call it, probably should be on a lead.
Don't let it off.
No.
Absolutely.
But, yes, there were some other interesting stats in there. But, yes, dogs, the most likely thing to cause injuries of the animal varieties.
Yes.
New York Times is going after folks who are infringing on their intellectual property by asking folks to take down their Wordle clones. Turns out there are copycats all over the game.
Yeah.
Apparently there are copycats everywhere, and they aren't happy after they bought the rights to the game in 2022 for a seven-figure fee, apparently, from Josh Wardle, who created the game. Yeah. So if you're playing Wordo, or there is one, I don't know if that's a real one or not. There's one called Swerdle, which is
the Swedish version.
No, the swearing version. I think you'll find, you're on notice. Swerdle, yeah. Anyway, if you're playing a knockoff version of Wordle, then be aware.
New York Times is after you.
It may not be around very long. I think it's more about if you've made it, but who would have thought?
Yeah.
You know? And lawmakers in the States have delivered an ultimatum to TikTok. They've said either you've got to separate from your Chinese owner or the platform will be banned in the States.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. We'll sure watch that with interest.
Mm, well, ever since it kind of popped up, there's been warnings saying that it's like the data isn't secure.
Yeah.
Like basically it's well known. They're watching your data.
Pretty much.
100%. They're taking all your info.
And once TikTok is, if it does get removed, then I guess it's all over to Temu to gather the world's info and pass it back.
Yeah, they've got the other half of everyone.
That's true. It'll be interesting to see if they can manage to do it.
Yeah.
Given all the dramas of how, you know, TikTok has managed to infiltrate the world.
Yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it, where you know the risks and you just do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's
like clicking all of your privacy rights away and all the other things that we do.
Think, oh, well, they've got it anyway.
I just want the photos, please. Anyway, that's Thursday. We're going to talk footy. Scotty Cummings is back on board.
We are.
And the Eagles and Dockers kickstart their season this weekend.
Yes, I suppose we can admit that footy is back.
It is officially back.
Properly.
It's not just the pretend round. You know, under US law, the United States can claim any unclaimed island covered in bird poo. Yeah.
Only if it has bird poo on it?
Well, I feel like that's kind of essential for it, because bird poo was useful back in the day.
Okay.
The Guano Islands Act back in 1856 meant that they could get the stuff that was useful in making gunpowder and fertilizer. America thought it'd be cool if we just called shotgun on any supply that no one else owned.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre. Mostly I love the fact that they just came up with a law that said, that's it. It's ours. Why don't we do that kind of thing? We can just have a thing that says, if a house hasn't had anyone in it for 6 months,
it's ours.
Can claim it. Exactly. Or if someone leaves a meal untouched for longer than 2 minutes in a restaurant, it's up for grabs. You know?
I feel like you'd do that anyway.
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I may have made my own laws
but it's
already.
It's not law. That's the thing. Let's just entrench it in law.
What about if it was covered in bird poo? Would you still want it?
Oh. Okay. You've made me think about it now.
Coast FM scoreboard with Scotty Cummings.
Yes, once again, our resident football insider is here to help us navigate the season, which is properly starting tonight, actually.
Well, is round one finishing tonight? I'm confused.
Oh, I don't even know what. So explain it to us. Scotty Cummings, good morning.
Well, don't ask me to explain it. I've got no idea either. There were some games last week. I wasn't sure if they were pre-season, but they counted. And I only got 2 out of 4, but the whole season starts in earnest, and now WA teams get a run this weekend as well, which is nice of the AFL to let us do that. But away we go, starting tonight at the MCG with Carlton v Richmond. And you imagine Richmond, who were poor last week against Gold Coast, really poor, had a little fight back, but they were average. And you expect them to be pretty average this year too, bottom four contenders. You think Carlton will wipe the park with them tonight?
It would seem that way. The odds are certainly leaning in that direction. And I'm just looking as we look, it's all happening Sunday when it comes to the WA teams. And yes. The odds, if you look purely on the dollars,
not in our favour.
They're not on the side of the Wildcats. They're not on the, well, certainly not on the side of the Wildcats.
Well, we're not talking about them either. No. That was a bad
it's, yes. But they're also not high for the Eagles.
Well, $9.20 in a two-horse race doesn't give you much hope. But, no. And to be fair too, Port Adelaide are going to be an elite team this year, no doubt about it. They were great last year as well, couldn't do it in the finals. But they're going to do some real damage this season, Port Adelaide and Adelaide Oval. It's probably the worst matchup that West Coast could have to kickstart their season, a season with a little bit of hope and a little bit of forward momentum. It could end in carnage, unfortunately, in round one. Yeah, I just feel the oxygen's going to be dragged from the room real quick.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, you just want to see effort. You want to see some green shoots, as the buzzwords were a couple of years ago, and to see that they are going in the right direction. But it could be. Let's just forget the margin and just say Port Adelaide will win.
All right. And Frio and Brisbane are Sunday arvo. Is there any more hope in that match?
Well, it's only $2.60 and $1.50. So if you're going on the odds, so yes. It should be a bit tighter. I give Fremantle serious hope here. I'm not obviously we don't know what their season's going to be like. They've got the depth to have a really good season, and if they can play an exciting brand of footy, move the ball quick like every team is trying to do now, which they struggled with last year, then they'll be in with a chance. I'll give them a really big hope. I'm going to tip them to beat Brisbane. Brisbane will be seething, but I'm just expecting better things from Fremantle this year. So I'm going to tip Fremantle to start their season with a win. They do have a side that will be top four again coming on over to take on. So this will be a really good test for them. This will show, you know, what they're going to try and provide or try and produce out in the park this season. So looking forward to it. It's a must-win for them, though. They've got to get off to a good start.
There you go. I'm fairly certain I'm reading between the lines and hearing flag mantle from Scotty Cummings for 2024.
No. That will never come out of my lips, ever.
No, he got the Collingwood tat already, remember?
That's right.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Thankfully, he's got more than one butt cheek, so he can put whatever he knows anywhere he needs to.
Well, I've got a line there. I was going to say, I've got my butt cheeks are covered. I've got SC on one cheek and double T on the other.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so we won't go any more ink. And I'm trying to find a tattoo removalist after I went back-to-back Collingwood flags after last weekend. But anyway, we'll be right. We'll see what happens. This is going to be a really interesting round. There's lots of 50-50 games, and, it's always important to get your first game off to a win. So we'll see what happens.
For sure. Fingers crossed. As always, appreciate it. Till next week.
See you then.
Nikki and DeMello's Three Things You Need to Know.
So, a pretty busy weekend coming up with Crab Fest and St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, for those that have forgotten. But don't forget, in amongst all of that, to cheer on the Peel Thunder Girls, their home Saturday arvo to South Fremantle, and would love your support at Lane Group Stadium from about 4:40 in the arvo.
Nice.
Now, March 14 is International Pie Day, as in not the baked
delicious
good.
Type.
Not the delicious type, the mathematical pie. Since March is the third month and the 14th gives us 1-4.
Yep.
So, yes, pie is 3 digits, 3.14. It's also the International Day of Mathematics today too. So,
well, that all makes sense, doesn't it?
Do things the hard way. Like, do some actual calculations the hard way today.
No.
As opposed to using the slacker versions of your calculator on your phone, you know. Maybe see if you can remember how to do long division.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I'm having flashbacks. Okay, it's Popcorn Lovers Day today and National Chip Day, as in Smith's and Kettle varieties, not the hot ones, and World Kidney Day. So lots of good things to eat.
Kidneys?
Yeah. Actually, no, it's not about that kind of kidney. Well, it is Kidney Day. I guess the key here is maybe drink some water today.
Yeah.
Look after your kidney today. Yeah. Apparently they say kidney stones in younger people are on the rise.
Right.
So, you know, that's... Exercise, it's all the same things for your kidney health as it is for everything else.
Yeah.
You know, move more, keep your weight down, eat properly and drink lots of water.
Yeah.
All of those things. Plus, it's also International Ask a Question Day.
Okay.
Today. It celebrates Albert Einstein's birthday. If ever there was a bloke that asked some questions, Albert Einstein's that guy.
He definitely did. So and he answered a lot.
He did too.
Thank you. I feel like he would have answered all the questions that he asked.
Oh, I'd like to think so. It's inspiring in itself, isn't it? So yeah. Ask some questions today in the vein of one of the greatest thinkers and scientists ever.
Are we there yet?
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. What can I eat? I'm hungry.
Can we maybe aim a little higher?
97.3
Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Let's go.
Shop online at seagulls.com.au for Seagulls Outdoor Furniture, located at Mandurah Home City. And once again, firing up the entertainment engine, it's Nikki.
Thank you. Lenny Kravitz has officially got himself a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Fair enough, too.
Yeah, he was joined by his daughter Zoe Kravitz and close friend Denzel Washington to accept the honour. Here's Lenny's speech.
I used to walk these very streets because the action and the grit that I was missing in New York was right here in Hollywood. As a teenager, I spent a lot of time walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard, seeing the names of all my idols. I never dreamt about having a star. I was usually just looking for a place to crash. But I did dream about making the music I wanted and doing my own thing. To see my name, Lenny Kravitz, permanently engraved on the same streets I used to walk is a surreal, indescribable feeling.
Would be pretty cool.
Aww, Lenny claims the 2,774th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Nice.
JT has teased new songs from his album Everything I Thought It Was, which is out tomorrow. He performed a new song called No Angels live on Jimmy Kimmel over the weekend. Here it is.
Oh, there we go.
He's also teased a new NSYNC song called Paradise on his socials. Here it is.
Cause I waited, I've been waiting forever, right here for this moment between you and I. Everything's happening and it's just what
That's nice.
It is nice, isn't it? I saw one of the comments under it was like, it's like a cozy warm blanket.
It is.
It really is. Both of those singles are on the album Everything I Thought It Was, and that is out tomorrow.
Nice.
And Neve Campbell has announced that she will be returning to the Scream franchise. Ooh. In Scream 7. She posted to socials, "Hi all, I'm so excited to announce the news that Sydney Prescott is coming back. It's always been such a blast and honour to get to play Sydney in the Scream movies. My appreciation for these films and for what they have meant to me has never waned. I'm very happy and proud to say I've been asked in the most respectful way to bring Sydney back to the screen, and I couldn't be more thrilled." Scream 7 will be directed by the original Scream writer, Kevin Williamson. Neve did not appear in last year's sixth movie reunion with the other OG stars of the Scream franchise because of a pay dispute.
Oh.
So it seems that respectfully way that she's been asked is dollar amounts, I think,
understand.
Is the respect.
That's
that she...
That's what the respect means.
Yep, yep.
Now we all understand. Long as we're all being respected.
Yep.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.